There's plenty of local history all around us here in Waltham Forest, but who would have thought that the first powered flight by a British pilot in a British designed and built plane would have taken place here in the borough? But it did, on Walthamstow Marshes over 100 years ago. Elliot Verdon Rowe was a young inventor in the early 1900s who'd heard about the Wright brothers and their attempts at flight in America. He started conducting his own experiments over here. So successful was he that the company Mr. A.V. Rowe formed, F. Rowe, went on to build such famous aircraft as the Shackleton, Lancaster and the mighty Vulcan bomber. But things weren't easy to start with, as his grandson, Eric Verdon Rowe, explains.
He left school very, very young because he was much more interested in looking out of the window and getting on with his life. And he went to Canada at a very early age and tried to earn a living in the silver rush there. But by the time he'd arrived, the silver rush was over, which was slightly unfortunate. He eventually joined the Merchant Navy and started sailing down the coast of Africa. And that's where he studied the flights of the Albatross, and sort of from that he thought, well, if they can do it, then man could do it, and there must be a way of, you know, creating a powered aircraft. He was always constantly broke. He used to ride his bicycle in competitions and races and win, and then he would immediately take the silver trophy and go sell it down the jewellers and use that money to fund his flying expenses.
Elliot's brother Humphrey looked after the business of manufacturing aeroplanes at Avro, while A.V. himself concentrated on inventing, which he carried on doing his whole life. In 2009, 100 years exactly since those early test flights, A.V. Rowe's achievements on Walthamstow Marshes were recognised by the unveiling of a heritage plaque on the railway arches under which Verdon Rowe constructed and modified his early flying machines.
So we will get the World Councillor, James O'Rourke, please, to pull the cord and unveil it on behalf of the borough. Thank you.
So, next time you find yourself walking along the River Lee or travelling on a train into London, remember, the British aerospace industry can be traced back to those very railway arches between St James Street and Clapton stations, thanks to one man, who later became Sir Elliot Verdon Rowe.